This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves as we kick off hour number two of the Tuesday edition. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. And we call the show Free Talk Live. You get to bring up what you want. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. We give it away. That is freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones, to the fun, because this is the show about your calls, to Ryan in Texas on the Amplifier line. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey,
what's up, Ryan?
I'm sorry about the noise. I'm actually walking down the street right now, home from my polling location. I voted early, but decided to run a little experiment tonight.
Really?
I normally leave work at 5:15, get home by 6:30.
Okay.
I'm sorry, by 6:15. So an hour on public transportation.
You normally take public transportation to and from work?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Now, takes an hour, tops. That's on a bad day. Today, I decided I wanted to see what would happen when considering I live in an area of Dallas called Oak Cliff, which is vastly majority black and Hispanic.
Okay.
I take the bus. I leave work early at 5:05 p.m. I get to the polling place, which is two blocks from my house, so negligible distance. 6:55.
Wait a minute. I missed. What time did you leave?
5:05.
Wow, so it took you almost 2 hours then to get to the polling place?
Yep.
Why?
Everything was running late. No apparent reason. There were less riders than normal. There's less traffic than normal.
Jeez, so you
all
almost...
All I can say is the majority of riders of our transportation system are minorities. And the neighborhood I live in, I waited at a certain transfer station which is the busiest in town, for almost an hour. I had three different routes I could take to this area. Not one showed up for over an hour.
Now, how far away is this from your house, this voting location?
Two blocks.
Why didn't you just walk, man?
No, I'm saying from work.
Oh, I see. And it
took almost twice the time on any normal day, even a bad day.
So do you think it's because of the voting, or...?
It can be because of the voting. There's less traffic. There's less riders.
So you don't know why it is?
It's a little suspicious to me.
Oh, I see.
What is your suggestion? Do you have any idea?
Well, every year you hear about all kinds of disenfranchisement of voters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he believes that the public transportation is being slowed down so that people will give up and not go vote.
So those Democrats that are more likely to be riding the public transportation won't be voting? Is that the suggestion?
So those minorities who are most likely to be riding the transportation who are most likely to vote Democrat.
Right.
But the best part is this.
Interesting.
Polls close at 7 o'clock, of course.
Yeah.
6:55, I get there, it's already closed.
Oh, you've got to be kidding. Now, wait, did you have a cell phone time, something that's atomic, or is it possible that your time was wrong?
That is my time on my cell phone, which I actually have a little fast, so I make sure I get to work on time.
So you actually did not get to vote. After all of that waiting, after 2 hours on public transportation, you didn't even get to vote.
No, I sure am going to use an electronic voting machine with all the stuff that's going on, so I voted absentee. I just wanted to see what would happen.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. You said it wasn't just an experiment. All right, man. Well, thank you for bringing that to the table. Anything else on your mind tonight?
That's pretty much it.
All right. Talk to you later. Thanks for the call, Ryan. 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line.
It is suspicious.
That's 1-800-259-9231. Well, suspicious is why Britney Spears is getting divorced from Kevin Federline.
Why are we reading this?
Well, it's sort of a throwback, Mark. We used to talk about Britney on the show back in the days, and she's not in the news very much anymore, but now she is.
She is a musical genius.
Because she's getting all broken up with here. According to ABC News, she's filed for divorce from her husband, Kevin Federline. The 24-year-old pop star filed legal papers today in Los Angeles Superior Court, citing irreconcilable differences. And asking for custody of their two children. So, they've been together 2 years. Two kids. One per year. 1-year-old Sean and 2-month-old Jaden. Spears gives the date of separation as a Monday, the same day she showed off her post-pregnancy body during a surprise appearance on The Late Show with David Letterman. The announcement comes roughly after two rocky years of marriage. She married Federline 8 months after ending a 55-hour Las Vegas marriage to her childhood friend, Jason Alexander. The sources tell that the couple, who met in September of 2004, had a prenuptial agreement. Not surprisingly, Spears is waiving her right to spousal support. She's also asking the judge to make each party pay its attorney's fees. So the lesson here, kids, is don't get married in your early 20s. It's just not a good idea. Don't be like Britney, okay? You're going to end up getting divorced like Britney.
I'm sure some people that get married in their early 20s stay married.
Probably. There are some, but I just don't see it. I mean, I think there's a lot of people that stay married for a longer period of time than 2 years because they'll do it for the children, right? They'll get together and they'll determine that they hate one another, but they've already gone so far as to have sex and get the girl knocked up, and they've gone through with the pregnancy, had the kid. Now you've got this kid, and of course it's the right thing to do to stay together for the children. And so I think that a lot of those marriages are likely to end after the kids have grown up and moved out of their houses.
It seems likely. I mean, I've heard of plenty of instances where the kids leave and the parents get divorced.
Yeah, in fact, I believe that's something that's happening with my girlfriend right now. I think her parents are looking at a divorce now that their kids have gone and moved out of the house.
Sorry to hear that.
And that's what happens. And so I bring this up as a morality tale for those of you out there that are so enamored with your partner at age 20 or 19 or 21 or whatever, and you just want to go off and get married so you can have your day. Please, just hold off, okay? In fact, why don't you hold off until you've been with that person for, what do you think, 5 years at least? I mean, what do you think is a good minimum amount of time for a couple to be together before they commit to this legal ceremony, this government contract between you, the other person, and the government that has a lot of strings attached to it and a lot of rules involved?
No, I don't think for young people with not a lot of money that it matters that much.
What do you mean?
I don't think that getting a government marriage, although I don't think there's a huge point in it if you're not going to have kids to get married, period. But, you know, if you're getting a divorce and there's not a lot of assets to break up, then it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, but if you've got a kid, then that could really mess with things. Then, right?
I understand, but marriage doesn't mean, you know, you don't get pregnant because you sign your name on the dotted line for a marriage application. You get pregnant because you're having sex.
Right.
So, you know, these things, I would say don't have a kid in order to save your marriage, but I don't think it really matters one way or the other whether you get married at a young age, because there's nothing to break up. And
what if somebody comes into money, though?
Well, usually people know if they're going to come into money.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's grandmas out there or something like that. Generally, there's ways to put that money into trust, so it's for the one person as opposed to for both. And I don't know how courts are in every state. I would say some states probably would want to split the money up, but most states would say, well, they'd inherit the money. It's theirs.
Hmm.
You would probably lose a certain amount of it. But
so in some states, if you don't actually mix the money into a joint account, then you're more protected.
Right.
What about the states where if one of the partners in the marriage has a expectation of a certain standard of living, that they continue to have that standard of living after the marriage is dissolved? That would be some trouble then, wouldn't it?
Yes.
So, for instance, if you're in a relationship where you're the female and you're not working, and the male has been working the entire time, you're used to being sort of taken care of. After the breakup, you get alimony payments.
It's alimony time. Doo.
Yeah, because you've been used to getting those. You've been used to not having to work,
mm-hmm.
And so the government believes that, well, you should continue to not have to work, even though you're not married to this person anymore. It just seems to me that marriage does nothing but bring government marriage does nothing but bring trouble. Now, if you want to have a commitment ceremony or something like that to show how committed you are, then hey, great. As long as there aren't legal consequences involved, like there is with government marriage.
I would agree with that.
And who knows what's going to happen with Ms. Spears. Not that I really care. I brought it up just to make the point that, maybe you should hold out on that whole marriage thing if you're all excited about it. Maybe give it a little time. Make sure that you guys are really compatible before you go on. If you've got a marriage hell story you want to share with us, get on the line. It's Free Talk Live.
Perspective that goes so deep, you'll need a life jacket.
Everyone wonders why Americans don't care more about their freedoms. Could it be because we aren't teaching them? Folks, we are an ideologically based society, just like the old Soviet Union was. Their children had to learn about Marxism every day in the classroom. How often do our kids get taught about American liberty in school?
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. If the show's too smart for you, it's not our fault. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is November 7th, 2006. Gold opened at $626, and 1 ounce gold coins could be purchased for $652.80 and $327.42 for half ounce coins. That's $652.80 and $327.42. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government at interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. You're all dressed up with places to go. You scoot behind the wheel, turn the key, but no go. Now you're just all dressed up. What's to blame? Battery or starter? When I come back, I'll tell you. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they'd buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. When cars won't start, it's always frustrating. What's the culprit, battery or starter? Here's how to tell. If it's night, turn on your headlights. If they don't come on, of course it's the battery. But if they do, leave them on and try to crank your car. If they dim or go out, the battery's to blame. During daylight, try the same test with your horn. If your lights and horn operate normally when you try to crank your car, guess what? It's the starter. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You bring up whatever you want. The Packet 8 toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All of the features you'll find at freetalklive.com are totally free, including the listener map. Over 1,700 of our listeners from around the world have added themselves to it, and you can as well. It's free, like everything else on our site. That, again, is the website is map.freetalklive.com. That'll get you right to it. That's map.freetalklive.com. And you need to know, the Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. In their first 1,000 pledge, Are you just going to talk about freedom? Or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. I was in the LP chat room earlier today. Apparently the Libertarian Party has launched a chat room on their website. And so I went in there just to see what it was all about. I was hanging out in there. One of, there was a handful of Free Talk Live listeners that were already happened to have been in there. And one of them said, "You guys going to do election coverage tonight?" I said, "Oh, how boring would that be?" "And we're projecting the winner, the Colorado County Sheriff race." No, we're not going to do election coverage for the most part. If something interesting happens, we'll bring that out. For instance, tomorrow, I'll probably recap some interesting races, maybe tomorrow night, once we've got all the final stuff. But I think for the most part, it's kind of silly to sit here and say, to project, you know, like the ABCs and the NBCs and all them do. Just leave it to them. Let them do all that for tonight. We'll try to wrap it all up maybe tomorrow and report on whether or not the Colorado ballot, or the, I think it was a Denver, Colorado pot measure, how successful that one was, the Nevada marijuana measure, some Libertarian candidates that, like Michael Badnarik.
Sure would love to see him win.
Bob Smither, some of these other Libertarian, high visibility Libertarian campaigns, the ones that were expected to maybe, just maybe have a shot. We'll bring you the information on those particular campaigns. Though there is a little bit of good news, apparently, right off the bat. I don't know how this happened, but a Libertarian has won a Juneau Assembly District 2 seat in Alaska. So I don't know how the Alaskan election ended before the rest of the country. I don't know how that happens, because they're further west than California. But she's the winner, Sarah Chambers. So congratulations to her. So far, that's the only win that the LP candidate lineup has under their belt. And actually, Mark, you had an email about this political party thing, Libertarians versus Reform, right?
Right. From Gus. "Recently, I was very confused. I was researching the individuals up for governor, ignoring parties so that I wasn't biased, and looking over the views on the issue, their views on the issues. I easily found the Republican and Democrat, and just as easily laughed at them and moved on. But I came upon two platforms that looked well thought out and that I agreed with. I decided on one over the other only because it was more thought out, whereas the other just felt like a to-do list. I was shocked to see that the one that I had chosen was the Reform Party. And before you ask, yes, the other was Libertarian. Now, I'm a registered Libertarian and believe in Libertarian values, but because of this choice, I'm second-guessing myself on my views. I don't know enough about the Reform Party to make an accurate decision or on switching parties. I was hoping you could help, since neither website was." Whew. "Well, now, that long preface is over. My main question is, what's the difference between the Libertarian and Reform Party?"
Easy. The Reform Party doesn't stand for anything besides reform. And that can mean different things according to whichever candidate's running.
Right.
So the Reform Party got its start with Ross Perot back in 1992. I think that's when it got. There might have been a Reform Party before that, but I don't think there was. I think he pretty much put it together back then. But I'm not a history expert when it comes to the Reform Party. But ever since, there have been a variety of different candidates. In fact, in I think it was 2000 or 2002, there was this Reform Party schism, where the Reform Party sort of broke into two separate camps. They couldn't agree on their candidate or whatever it was that made it happen. And so they weakened even further at that point. And they pretty much are just a useless party, just a third party to fill the gap with. They don't stand for anything besides, "We want to do things differently! We're the Reform Party!"
Well, they're very candidate-oriented. It seems to me. Jesse Ventura was a Reform Party?
No, Jesse Ventura was the Independence Party.
But hasn't he supported reform since then?
I'm not sure about that. Okay. I think he has his own party in that the state of Minnesota,
okay,
called the Independence Party.
All right. They just seem to be very candidate-oriented to me.
When you say that, what do you mean?
Well, like whatever the candidate thinks is what the party's platform is for that candidate.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I didn't know they had a platform. I was actually a little surprised to hear that they had a platform, because
I got the impression that it was the candidate themselves, like he was researching the candidates and the.
Oh, I see. I thought he said he went to the party's website and looked at the party's platform. Did I misunderstand?
Well, he says that he was doing his research and he was researching the candidates and he'd come up with two platforms that he thought were well thought out and he agreed with, but then he went to the party's websites to find out what they were all about, and of course the Reform Party doesn't really have a platform.
Yeah, I'm looking at their website actually as we speak. Now, of course, the Libertarian Party is based on a principle. They call themselves the Party of Principle. And, Mark, what is that? What is that principle?
That they wouldn't initiate force for the purpose of political or social gains.
Exactly. And so you can pretty much take that principle and apply it to any issue that comes about. Even if the issue isn't addressed on the Libertarian Party's website, you just take that principle and learn how to apply it, and you can figure out where a libertarian, who is a real libertarian, will stand on any given particular issue. And so I am looking here at the Reform Party, and they do actually have a platform, and it's just their particular stances on a number of different issues. Healthcare, for instance, two sentences. The Reform Party supports a reform of the healthcare system that returns control to its citizens. We must return the individual's right to control their own medical and health decisions. It's very general. That sounds like a good thing, but they could be talking about a government program that gives the individual a little more control over their health care.
It doesn't seem like it has anything backing it. A Reform Party candidate could very easily, be for socialized medicine just as easily.
Let's look at education. Three paragraphs, very short paragraphs. Promote an independent, nonpartisan dialogue to carefully examine and take action on crucial educational issues that have become dangerously politicized and bureaucratized by government and the two-party system. Federal, state, and local governments may each have an appropriate role to play in our educational system, but to ensure equal access to education for all children, the control over public education must be returned to the people. So a lot of return it to the people, which is sort of an appeal to democracy, and of course, socialists are constantly appealing to democracy. Convene a panel of experts to produce a statement of impact of various options, for example, vouchers, educational savings accounts, and charter schools on the public school system. Americans must have accurate information on these options before changes are made to the public school system that educates 90% of our children. So their education plank fully accepts government control of schools and just talks about some different ways they might want to change a little here, convene a panel of experts, and we'll talk about things. There's no difference between them and the Republicans and Democrats. It's just that they've just got some language in their platform that makes it sound like they're more with the people, so that way they're going to get some extra votes. There's no principles involved with the Reform Party. And I might like to point out that the Libertarian Party is the third largest political party in the United States. I believe it's the fastest growing one. And they ran more candidates in this election than the Reforms, the Greens, or any of the other third parties. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237 The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Sometimes you feel like you're just a number. To the banks, the credit card companies, the lenders, and financial institutions, you are just a number. Your credit score. And unless that number is above their standards, you get stuck paying more for everything. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. If you don't have perfect credit, banks will either take advantage of you or slam the door in your face. But I want to send you a free tape that shows you how my proven system will wipe the slate clean once and for all. My system doesn't just raise your credit score, it will permanently insulate your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. You can hit the reset button on your credit score and wipe the slate clean. Let me show you how. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-400-8498. That's 1-800-400-8498. 1-800-400-8498.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system awaits you with over 140,000 posts for you to surf around through. That's a lot to talk about. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all being discussed on our website, bbs.freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our site, the bulletin board system is completely free. That again, bbs.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, your calls about whatever's on your mind. We just wrapped up an email about the so-called Reform Party. And as we pointed out to the emailer who was curious about, you know, what are these reform guys all about? I mean, I guess it's appropriate to talk about this on election night, though, of course, most of you have probably already voted by the time you're listening to this. But for next time, perhaps. Not that there's a Reform Party candidate on your ballot. I mean, the Libertarians are on some ballots around the country, and they're on the most of all of the third-party candidates out there, Greens, Reforms, whoever the heck, the Socialist Workers Party or whoever the other guys are. I mean, pretty much Greens and Reforms are the two more, are the third parties you're more likely to see out of all of the third parties,
right,
below the Libertarian Party. But the Libertarian Party ran, I think, more candidates than both of those parties combined this year.
I voted today, and the only third party that I saw on the ticket was Libertarian.
That's right. And there was only one Libertarian candidate on the ballot that we got to vote on today. But nonetheless, he was curious about this Reform Party, because they've been out there, and they get attention from time to time, much due to Ross Perot back in 1992, and he asked us, well, what are some of the differences between the Reform Party and the Libertarian Party? Well, the difference is the Reform Party just stands for change. Their whole tagline could be, it's time for a change. You know, that old hackneyed tagline that has been used so many times by Republicans and Democrats, whoever the incumbent isn't. Whoever's challenging the incumbent loves to trot out that line. Vote for me, because it's time for a change. Well, that could be the entire concept behind the Reform Party. Because that's all they stand for, is just a little bit of a difference. We're not the Republicans, not the Democrats, but we're not really that different from those guys. Just a third version of those two. So just looking at at their platform. Ooh, immigration. Let's see what they think about immigration. Although we cherish and honor America's proud immigrant history and traditions, we must recognize the reality that today our nation is no longer an unsettled frontier. Immigration levels have risen to well over 1 million a year, and the U.S. Census Bureau projects at this level the population is to exceed $400 million in less than 50 years.
Because Alaska's full, Utah's full, Montana's full, Colorado's full, all these places just chock full. Can't handle another person.
The Reform Party suggests, here's their solution, banning the mass importation of temporary foreign workers via the abuse of H-1B and L-1 programs, whatever those are, some sort of temporary worker program, I guess, the impact of which is to hold down the wages, working conditions, and incomes of American workers, both immigrant and native-born alike. A temporary freeze on all immigration, except for spouses and minor children of U.S. citizens until those immigrant persons currently here are assimilated. Temporary freeze, huh? That's gonna be pretty pricey. You're talking about a total shutdown of the border and a major enforcement effort here.
Because
we're talking billions.
All the immigrants that come through on these little programs that they have there that they're proposing to shut down. And if you stop having the program, then the immigrants will just stop coming.
Authorizations and appropriations necessary to secure our borders by unitizing technologies that enhance our border patrol and enforcement of U.S. immigration laws.
Oh, I see. So they want to spend a bunch of money on fences and guns and...
Right. It's really radically different from the Republicans and Democrats, isn't it?
Sounds about the same.
Use of the National Guard or any branch of our armed forces to help secure and patrol our borders. So... You're the Republicans and the Democrats. Essentially, it's a group of upset people that don't want to deal with the Republicans and Democrats anymore and want to call themselves something different.
Well, yes, but you can't be a member of the Reform Party when there aren't any on the ticket. I mean, what's the point?
Employers should be legally liable for ensuring that foreign workers produce appropriate documentation,
right,
allowing them to live and work in the United States. That's their typo. Oh, my.
Well, I, as an employer, really want to spend a bunch of time tracking down all the information about my employees to make sure that none of them could possibly be illegal aliens, whether from Mexico or someplace else.
These are the proposals that have been coming out of Washington, D.C. I mean, these are almost a mirror image of what they've been, the immigration control freaks have been saying in D.C.
We need to shut down the border and stop this immigration and put the National Guard and the military on the borders and build a fence.
And they're just parroting what they've been saying for the last 2 years.
Well, they are a party of the people.
Enact a national campaign to assimilate new immigrants and allow for them full participation in American life by requiring immigrants to learn English, American history, government, and Americans' traditions and values. What are America's traditions and values? I don't know. I have my own set of values, and I would never suggest that my values are the same as even your values, Mark. And we're just two guys in the same room together, let alone the 300 million people that are in this country.
Two guys that have very similar backgrounds.
Indeed. Enact a constitutional amendment that will not give automatic citizenship to children born on U.S. soil to parents other than legal citizens of the United States. No national, state, or local government assistance of any kind for education, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid should not be provided for anyone that's not a legal alien or U.S. citizen. And finally, the United States government should automatically expel from the U.S. any immigrant to be found in illegal residence. Just like a robot. Just automatically expel. Put him in the chute and shoot him out.
Poof, off they go.
Goodbye. So, what's the point of the Reform Party? You tell me. Because they sound exactly like the Republicans and the Democrats. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, John.
Funny that you'd be talking about third parties. I'm just trying to keep myself from laughing. I've been on the campaign trail all day today for NHLA endorsed candidates, and as we were wrapping up the day here in Salem, there were two young guys collecting signatures at town hall, and I wasn't really part of the conversation, but I was hearing it. And what it turns out is These guys are high school boys, and they're trying to get 1 million signatures to form an independent third party called, or their website, I believe, was unity08.com or .org. I haven't been to it to check it.
What's that mean? What's the point of it?
It's a very funny point, and this is why I can hardly keep myself from laughing. They want to get the Democrats and the Republicans to work together and form a third party where they can work together.
What?
And like I said, I wasn't.
They're already working together.
Yeah, they work together to keep the third parties out.
Right. And now I was not part of this conversation. I was standing there talking to the woman that for some reason they knew they could get her to sign. And I did turn to him and I said, "What? No Greens? No Libertarians? No Independents? This is just going to be a party of Democrats and Republicans?" And it was just incredible
wow.
to hear about.
What a wasted effort! I mean, what inspired this? You say you didn't actually have a chance to talk to these guys too much.
I spoke to the woman afterwards. I couldn't be too much bothered. I mean, if they. I didn't want to be, you know, hassling them or anything. I wasn't
yeah.
there. I was there for a specific purpose. I spoke to the woman after and said, "That's a real horrible idea." And she's a Republican. She's a, you know, member of the party.
Yeah.
People, they join parties for various reasons. There's some principle that they think they can follow. And I said, you know, we talked about how they all work together. I said, "That's really incredible." I said,
amazing. You know what I think that's a result of, and thank you for the call, John. Appreciate hearing from you. I think that's a result of, or at least partially, just this mentality that the government school system breeds into kids where they believe that the Republicans and Democrats are the only ways to go, where they're told, "You're either a Republican or a Democrat," and these kids are saying, "Well, we need to get these two parties that we have to work together. So let's strike out on our own and start a third party." Well, guess what? You're going to find out how hard it is if you keep at it, kids. More on the way.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
For centuries, Salk products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best Salk-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you, 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, the place to go. All of the features you will find are completely free, though we do ask that you vote for Free Talk Live in return for all of that. Considering we give the site's access away, we want you to go to vote.freetalklive.com. It'll take you less than a minute's time, and it really makes a big difference for us. Because if you go to vote.freetalklive.com, cast your vote for the show, it helps keep us in the top 10 podcasts of the world. Now, we're currently ranked, I believe, at number 4.
Yeah, number 4.
Not so great. Not so great, especially at a week into the month. Usually we can hold up longer than just the first initial week before we start dropping off.
We really need votes.
And so, yeah, if you have yet to vote this month, if you have voted, thank you. If you've yet to vote, head over to vote.freetalklive.com. All you need is an email address. It's a very short process, and it makes a big difference because us being in that top 10 helps us get new internet listeners on board, and new people means new people finding the message of freedom and liberty here on Free Talk Live. You know, we just got off the phone with John in New Hampshire a moment ago, and he apparently was out at the polls today, and he encountered some kids that were, I guess, campaigning for Unity 08. And so I went to their website just to see what this was all about. I mean, because John essentially said that, as he understood it, it was a group of people that were trying to bring the parties together, which is bizarre. And I wanted to find out exactly what they had to say for themselves. So I've got that information, but we're going to the phones first. Let's talk to Brandon in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey.
Hey, Brandon.
I was talking to Manwich.
Mark.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was talking to Mark on the internet, and he told me to call in and just see what I was finding here on the internet about Texas. It looks like Matt Narick's got like 4%. I think, and Smither has about 5%. So it's not looking really good.
Now, Smither is a race that was really being trumpeted by the Libertarian Party this year.
It was.
Because,
yeah.
Do you know why that was?
Well, the Republican write-in is Sekula Gibbs, and other than that, he's running against a Democrat, and this is in Texas, and apparently Smither has a pretty well-known name.
Well, wasn't it wait a minute. Wasn't this district in Texas the district of, who was it, Tom
Belay? Tom Belay, yeah, that's right.
A major Republican incumbent who apparently, I guess, bailed out for, what was it, some sort of corruption scandal? I don't even know why he left.
It's probably corruption, yeah.
Yeah, he bailed out, and so it left this gaping hole, essentially, and then the Republicans somehow dropped the ball with their candidacy. I don't know what all happened behind the scenes, but essentially what the result was that coming to the election, you had the Democrat, who, you know, it's a Republican district, he's probably going to lose anyway. You had the Republicans who didn't get a qualified candidate in time or whatever. They missed some sort of deadline. Something happened to where they blew it. and they had to run write-in candidates. And so there was maybe two or three different Republican write-in candidates running. So the Libertarian Party was trumpeting this Bob Smither because he was known locally.
He was on the ballot.
He was on the ballot.
Yeah, he was on the ballot.
And apparently, I guess his daughter, there's something horrific had happened to his daughter in the past, so he already had some notoriety beyond being a successful local business person. So they were trumpeting him as a real contender, because when you've got a two-way race between a Democrat and a Libertarian, I mean, who's gonna write in? I mean, write-in candidates never win, right?
But well, they're not supposed to, and it says here on CNN.com, looking at their election reports, and only 1% of the precincts are reporting in. But right now, the Democrats ahead with about 9,000, and Smither has about 1,000 votes.
Okay.
So he's down a good amount.
Now, what about the write-in Republican?
Write-in Republican has about 8,500.
Wow.
So, which I'm really surprised, because she seemed like an incompetent. So I'm pretty surprised that she's getting those type of numbers. But
yeah, that's amazing.
I guess ours is pot of gold, I guess, in Texas.
Did you have any other highlights for us? Anything else?
Oh, no. I'm just calling in.
Nice to hear from you. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. So,
not good news when you're getting beat by a write-in.
Yeah, that's pretty pathetic, actually. I mean, I thought for sure they'd do better. I mean, even I, who has become quite the cynic when it comes to the Libertarian Party's chances in these races, was somewhat, thinking, hey, this guy, I didn't think he would win. I thought the Democrat would probably win. I thought maybe he'd show up with 20%. And it's not over yet. I mean, what was the reporting on that? How many precincts had reported?
Not many.
Not many. So anything can happen at this point, which is why I don't like doing election coverage. Because we can make a call now, and it can change by tomorrow. 800-259-9231. So we're talking about this Unity 08. This group that our caller John had run across today, and I'm on their website on the Who We Are page, What We Believe. Let's just go through some of this, see if we can understand what this Unity 08 wants. Here's what they believe. Unity 08 believes that neither of today's major parties reflects the aspirations, fears, or will of the majority of Americans. Both have polarized and alienated the people. Both are unduly influenced by single-issue groups. Both are excessively dominated by money. For most of the 20th century, the contest for the U.S. presidency was waged over those in the middle. Recent presidential elections, however, have not been focused on the middle, but the turnout of each party's special interest groups, with each party's base representing barely 10% of the American people. We believe that while the leaders of both major parties are well-intentioned people, they're trapped in a flawed system, and that the two major parties are today simply neither relevant to the issues and challenges of the 21st century nor effective in addressing them. As a result, most Americans have not been enthusiastic about the choices for president in recent elections, the key issues they ran on, or the manner in which the campaigns were conducted. Therefore, Unity 08 will act to assure that an alternative ticket is presented to American voters in 2008. We have three specific goals and are now exploring how to best achieve them. Goal number one is the election of a unity ticket for president and vice president of the United States in 2008, headed by a woman and or man from each major party, or by an independent who presents a unity team from both parties. So they want to solve the problems that they outlined in the first chunk, which some of those problems, on the face, I could agree with. The major parties reflect the aspirations, fears, or will of the majority of Americans? Probably true. Most Americans don't vote. They don't feel like they are represented appropriately by the Republicans and Democrats. So there's some thoughts in there that I agree with. But to suggest that the solution to the problem is to combine the two parties? Who's behind this group? Goal number two is for the people themselves to pick that unity ticket in the first half of 2008 via a virtual and secure online convention in which all American voters will be qualified to vote. Goal three, our minimum goal is to effect major change and reform in the 2008 national elections by influencing the major parties to adopt the core features of our national agenda. With a group of voters who comprise at least 20% of the national electorate, we feel confident that our voters will decide the 2008 election. It's pretty ballsy statement.
on their part. I don't know. It seems like somebody's idea that seemed like a good idea that probably isn't going to go anywhere after 2008.
It seems like somebody's idea has gone way too far. I mean, they've apparently got kids out working the polls for this group. And I'm wondering how they're, you know, how they're spreading their message. How is it that they're managing to recruit people to this absolutely silly and ludicrous idea? I mean, if they want to go and give this a shot, then more power to them. I'm not going to stand in their way. But, you know, it brings me to another point. They're trying to influence. They want to create their own party at best, but at least they would like to influence the direction of the politics of each of the major parties to be more like their platform, whatever that is. I've yet to explore that part of the site. But that means that you've got the unity people also trying to influence both the Republicans and Democrats. And I just want to bring this up in regards to the Republican Liberty Caucus, a group that you're quite a fan of, Mark.
I am a member.
And I understand that they're useful to an extent, certainly to perhaps maybe convert some existing Republicans over to more libertarian ideas. I like that. But the Republican Liberty Caucus's stated purpose is to influence the politics of the Republican Party from the inside. Unfortunately, now they're going to be going up against this Unity 08 group. I mean, you've got different groups, and who knows what other caucuses there are there. You've got all these different groups competing for control over the Republican Party, and I guess also in the Democrat Party as well. And I just wonder if it's all just a waste of all of their time.
Well, I don't think that there's much that can be done for national politics.
What do you mean?
That's my opinion. Well, my opinion is national politics is pretty much, you know, the government's so big and spending so much money that there's no way that the American people can stop it from its crash course and just getting bigger and bigger and spending more and more money until at some point or another.
You don't think it can be stopped now? You're sort of changing your viewpoint here, Mark.
Well, the only way that I think that it can be stopped is by a good example to the people of, you know, libertarian ideas working.
The Free State Project.
I think that the Free State Project is the only hope.
Hour number three on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Your experiences from the polls today. Did you see anything interesting while you were out there voting? It's Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Time.